Well, today is Ash Wednesday. So,
6 weeks before Easter.
6 weeks before Easter?
Six times before Easter. Every Wednesday night. And I understood today that our minister is going to be here today.
Your minister's going to be here today?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Twitty.
Oh, Twitty, is that your home church?
Yeah, we do in Hartwell, Seagull, Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm.
And he has St. Paul Church, too.
So you're going to have a Lenten service here today?
I suppose. We went tonight with my boy who's supposed to come tonight, the archer.
Here?
No.
At the Northwest Seagull Lutheran Church. And then do you have a church service every single Wednesday night of Lent?
Yeah. Be all of March. Oh. Easter is in the middle of April, isn't it?
Six.
I did look it up on Saturday night. That won't be too long.
Maybe it'll be nice then in spring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't say that, Ray.
We always have to have a big snowstorm. Yes.
We do, huh?
Always.
It almost looks like it could be early spring when you look out here. The snow's going.
Yeah, it does look like it.
Yeah. How about when you were growing up, Tilly? How was Lent then and Easter? Did you have to give something up?
Mm-hmm.
Now that was in New Richland? When you were growing up?
Oh, my Lord, yeah, that was New Richland. I don't think we done anything about it. We went to church and you couldn't get there.
On Wednesdays?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have church services on Wednesday at any other time other than Lent? We don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now we combine with other church or Lenten services. Do you too?
Seems to me they invite other churches one Wednesday. I think it was on their list.
What do you think about Ash Wednesday? Why is it special? Why is Lent special? Still going.
It is still, well, that's the time Jesus was praying for the people on the cross and he went to the cross.
Mm-hmm. So we remember that, don't we, at least once a year for 6 weeks. What did you...
We're putting up our making sacrifices for what Jesus did for us. We're making sacrifices by fasting or giving up in something that's a sacrifice. Or anything that's a sacrifice. By keeping away from the entertainments giving up more from being shut off from things, you know,
mm-hmm.
Making a like a we wouldn't go to dances and lamps, we wouldn't do. Well, we give up all those things to dance. Have to go out. That's different nowadays. They don't make that much sacrifice.
Now, is this when you were young?
Young. Now they, I don't know what, we don't put ourselves out as much now as we did then.
What was hard for you to give up? Chocolate's hard for me to give up.
One mentor went without eating any meat all through Lent. So I thought that was pretty good.
You could have fish, that's it.
Oh, yes.
I bet you were healthy.
Yes, I was.
Well, fish is healthy.
Yeah. How about when you had your family, they observed Lent too, your kids?
Well, that was, if they were old enough, you know. But they, Well, sure, they went through all that while they were still at home. And that's okay. I know I have dates to offer dances. I have let them go. And so
do the dances still go on?
Oh, sure.
Still had dances?
There were people. There was dances.
So not everybody gave that up?
No, not everybody.
Was that hard for you to give up, those dances?
No.
What was the hardest thing you ever gave up? That meat, maybe. Is that hard?
Yes, and they had nice roast chicken and dressing.
That was hard. When you think about it, for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
What's funny, Marie?
I can't think about a thing.
Can't you?
Our neighbor, Louise, had a card party. And then they said, we had to hurry up and get all the cards started before Lent, because then we couldn't play cards.
Couldn't play cards during Lent?
No, not a cell phone. They didn't play cards during Lent or go to dances. There was a religion in the Tinker, which are creamery.
There was what? Every religion that you could think of?
Yeah, there were different people, you know.
Went to your creamery.
Don't belong to them. Yeah, they just come to the metric usage down there and touch the metric.
Did you go to?
We still went to Hartle School. Get there, ultimately.
They didn't make it law. Everybody's responsible for their own consciousness.
I think that's the best part.
Yeah, that's the way we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they do it and don't want to do it, that's what you call bigotry or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do it just because. You don't. You're doing it, but you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be under the law.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm telling Marcus, she's empty.
Oh, you never know. You've got quite a cough.
Used to be that even the young priests would go and join in. You know, that wasn't Lent, of course. They could dance too, and some were just shocked, just thinking of it, that he's out there dancing.
Why not?
Yes, why not?
How about you, darling?
Never did anything.
Never did anything for Lent. I don't think we went to church during the week. As I was a child, we do now. I don't remember that they had special services.
I know what I do.
How about you, Ray? You were down in south here.
Southwest.
Southwest. Where did you... Did you have special Lenten services and all? You have to give up stuff and everything?
No.
What church did you go to?
Freedom Lutheran.
Freedom Lutheran. How about you, Ray?
Hmm?
Did you have anything special on Ash Wednesday in Lent?
No. Not at all.
Ray's got the giggles.
Of course, you know, we don't have meat on Fridays, so of course Wednesday was another fast day, you know, same as Fridays. We never could have meat on Fridays.
What did you eat if you didn't eat meat?
Well, there was fish and all that. Eggs. Yeah, that one day, be many a day it wasn't that we'd have it Saturday. It was
Then it came up to Easter.
Depends on the hams part.
What?
Depends on the hams, big hams.
The big hams. Yeah, they caught it then.
Sometimes you wish you couldn't have enough in January.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, everybody wanted to eat, finally.
Yeah.
Celebration on Easter. Did you hurry up and eat everything you hadn't eaten, Mary? On Easter?
Yes, it all ended up pretty good. It wasn't fussy. But there was some... There was no... It seemed had no trouble pleasing everyone, so I guess things wasn't so bad. Of course, then we had the middle of everything, so they had to have pretty good spread.
How many were you?
Oh, my.
Did all your relatives come?
We would have a... Well, then, you know, if it's children or home.
Don't you feel good, Ray?
Then after that we had the children with their families. Then it starts getting pretty... So then they did take their families and take it off. Grandma didn't have to do it anymore. Grandma would go out to their places. That's the way that was.
What do you remember about Easter, Ray?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about Easter?
March.
Easter.
Oh, I used to go to church a lot, yeah. I was a different church than I never belonged. But I always went to a lot of different churches.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Made in too, I guess.
Did you have a big dinner on Easter?
Oh, yeah. They used to have good dinners, yeah. That's really a good dinner.
That was...
Now they say the Lutherans and the Catholics are the same.
What did you look forward to for Easter dinner?
Huh?
What did you look forward to for Easter dinner?
Good old roast beef that time.
Roast beef?
Yeah.
Oh.
At least I got a lot of it. Yeah. Tastes different than all this.
It did. Why did it taste different?
Huh?
Why did it taste different?
Well, they got all concentrated in drugs.
Oh. You think there's drugs in it now?
The drug makes a big difference. Where some of them feeds and all.
Oh, the feeds.
Well, we had them out of stores there, they went crazy feeding them that.
They went crazy feeding them?
I had read this, as far as they get up there, ran around and around all day long. Water on the brain.
The animals?
Huh?
Where was that?
Huh?
Where was that?
My hard work out there.
Oh.
Yeah. I went up to the city with him, the trucker. I said, that's going to be condemned. I think he got down $200 for it. I was getting skinny, you know, morning.
What was that? I would have to come back
to that. Pigs are the same way. They kill each other. They kill each other.
The pigs killed each other?
They run one pig and they don't last long either. That's from a concentrate, yeah.
What kind of concentrate was it? What kind of concentrate was it?
Oh, and all these pots and stuff. I don't know if it was nail all the way.
But it had it?
Yeah.
It had drugs
in
it?
I took a veterinary said to him, that's what it was. Cut it out and they wouldn't have so much trouble with it. They didn't have much trouble with it.
People ate that meat? People ate the meat?
Oh, sure. A lot of it goes in like just by the hour. They're supposed to cut it out for a couple of weeks anyway. Not feed them for yourself, but most of them don't. Well, the same as drugs. Part of this.
Pushing them.
Huh?
Pushing them.
Yeah.
Pushing them for the market.
Sure.
Well, 4 or 5 months, they're going to the market already. Well, that's just pushing them.
What did you have to eat on Easter, Mary? Did you have ham?
Well, we had ham and we had to...
Little nice roasted goose. What? Little nice roasted goose.
A roasted goose for Easter? And ham too? One or the other?
Sure, they didn't have no ham.
I know.
They couldn't keep them in Wisties, and so you had goose.
Yeah.
Your own?
Sure.
That sounds good.
No, it was the tame duck that wasn't their special.
Oh, you had duck?
Duck. Tame duck.
Tame duck that you raised.
Mm-hmm.
So Ray had roast beef, you had goose, and you had duck.
And chicken.
And chicken.
It's up to us. I know that. Haven't had tame duck right in the wind.
How does
more do the two? And be the children have to. And I go out there and forget about that. I know that Rita had 3 or 4 the last time. We had dinner with her, that I had dinner with.
What did you have, Darlene?
Oh, ham, I guess.
Yeah, we did too, I think.
Yeah. And sometimes, I guess, chicken, but mostly ham. Yeah.
That seems to be traditional. I wonder why.
I don't know. That seems to be the thing.
You know,
even the, like, your grocery store adds ham, you know.
Yeah.
You can't eat a good cooked ham.
Yeah, I know. It's always good, you know, sandwiches, anything.
Did you see the pig family you got here? A pig family we got here?
I got a big family?
No,
a
pig family.
Oh, pig family.
You see them?
Oh,
they're pretty. I think he had about 12 sows, maybe more than 12 sows. Mm-hmm. You know, all little red pigs, all the big nest of them. Right next to my room. You know. My family's right here.
Zimmerman's.
I unloaded them in the day before yesterday.
What did you have to eat, Marie? She's giggling today. She can't seem to get with it.
We didn't eat.
You get to eat.
I feel so sad.
Well, you have to feel silly sometimes. I think we had ham, and my grandmother used to rice potatoes through a ricer. I sure wish I had that.
End of the day, rice them through a ricer, and then with them.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real potato.
Yeah. I used to love to watch her do that.
All them worms come out of there.
Yeah.
Boy,
that
was good. Yeah. Yeah. But there was something about those potatoes. They sure were smooth and good.
Well, them years, you used to rich potatoes now. They got all that little hybrid stuff. They stay hard and get like a little snowflake.
Snowflake potatoes were the best?
Yeah.
Why were they?
Well, they crumble up, you know.
Yeah, sometimes potatoes never, you can't get them cooked.
No.
They just have a mind of their own.
Take them nice potatoes, you know, and put that nice gravy over, boy.
Yeah, eat them right down. Yeah, they are. You gotta throw everything in the microwave now, fast. I don't know why we're in such a hurry.
I don't know if we've got time for anything.
Well, we have time for this every week.
Everybody goes out.
Once in a while we went out to eat, and I don't think it was Easter, I think it was Mother's Day. I think Easter we all went to Grandma's. We didn't eat out much then. I don't think anybody could afford it.
We never thought about it. Never thought about eating out years ago.
No.
The only time you eat out was maybe Mother's Day or something.
Oh, we have a couple at home. Sunday dinners and stuff. You don't have your company. Never thought about going out like nowadays. Mm-hmm. No? Can't tell one of them. I used to want to go to Christmas. Thanksgiving, so if they wanted to have...
Take turns having the holidays?
Now that children change off, every time, like Lawrence had this one time, Milton's another time, that's after his grandma. So never had to worry about me doing anything.
The ice machine is going to have ice for dinner.
You can hear it?
You hear it now?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Ice machine. How did you keep ice back in those days? Did you have an ice house?
Put it down cellar. It was cool.
Ice box.
Yes, we had ice boxes.
Yeah, and the cake of ice or whatever you want to call it. And,
yeah, it was all made to keep the well around that ice box was made so that it holds the temperature.
It was insulated.
Holds the temperature. Holds the temperature.
But they were a lot smaller, weren't they?
Well, they're different sizes.
could get a big one or a small one. Some had shelves in, you could get tall, and others had a little box with a few things just to have the ice.
When the one electricity comes in, my first refrigerator.
Oh, really? You didn't have a refrigerator before electricity?
No.
What did you do with the food?
Food down cellar, I told you.
Yeah.
In what?
Just was sitting down.
Milk and butter and eggs and just out?
Let it go over or something, put it in there. Like your milk, you cover it up. Butter.
Cover it up with what?
With a plate or something.
So every time you went, then you had to go down there and get it? So to make a meal, how many times did you go up and downstairs?
Because I lived at the creamery and they had a place to keep the butter there. So I was carrying like, well, it's yellow, I carried out there. And I'd always, you know, bring the cream back and forth. And this day come, for dinner he'd take to him the cream along, and he'd bring it back when he'd go back. Buttermilk we didn't have. We had the cream and buttermilk we didn't have. So I mixed and mixed. When I waited. So we got along that way.
Didn't have ice at all?
No, they had. They had the, that one roll was refrigerated, they call it.
Well, you had a refrigerated room, but he had the basement.
Yeah.
What did you do in the summertime?
Like that.
Did it stay cold enough? No. I just was thinking about in the summer in Minnesota, it gets real hot.
That's how it was nice and cool.
Of course, when you think of it, caves, I think, and underground stay about 55 degrees. That would help.
But we get ice from the ice house, make ice cream. That's what it is.
Where was the ice house?
In town.
Yeah.
I tell you, we wasn't without ice. I just come to think of that. They had a big ice house. Because they had a lot of sawdust, you know, they'd save that for another time and they'd have to use it again.
They packed the ice in sawdust?
That's what that was. I have to think a while.
I remember in town I'd go up with my wagon and
ice in the wintertime.
Cake of ice and bring it home and mother put it in the ice box and then, you know, we make jello and keep your things in there with
sure.
All right. But, yeah.
See, the men would be out on the ice in the wintertime, and they had a crew. The neighbors would all work together, cutting the ice and bringing it in and packing it. That's what that was.
How'd they cut it?
And they had a big saw. A saw that saws down into the ice.
Did they go all the way through to the water?
Sure, to the end of the ice block.
So they had...
They bring it up with the... What do you call it? What do you call them things of hand saw?
Tongs.
Tongs. Hooking onto the tongs and pulled out of the water.
So
and
there was. Oh.
And they'd load it onto a sled and bring it to your home.
I remember the ice man that came to our house. Mm-hmm. We lived in an apartment on the second floor. And he'd haul that heavy thing all the way up, and he had some kind of a leather thing on him. I don't know.
Must have been something to lift.
Well, I think it was to keep him from getting that cold ice on him.
Perhaps.
I can't remember if it was on his shoulder or where it was now. I'll think about it.
And that was hard work, they all said, but it was terribly hard work handling all those big ice chunks.
Yeah.
Of course, the winters were different. Sometimes the ice wasn't so thick.
We'd have something we'd hang in the window that would tell him how many pounds to bring up. Because you could only fit such a size block in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was forever running over.
Yes, we
had that pan underneath.
That's right. It was another chore.
Women didn't have a lot of spare time in those days, I don't think.
Well, them days they made some something to eat. Now they just go to town and get a can and that's it.
Corn box.
Yeah.
It takes a long day to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they got beepers for now, they never get them empty. But they eat out too much.
Well, it's a whole different
than how we are.
Well, it was nice to be able to keep ice cream at home in your deep freeze, you know, whenever you stand that. I know, I remember years ago, well, when I was a kid, you know, my dad, on Sunday afternoons, we'd walk up to the drugstore and get ice cream. Eskimo pies, I remember.
Oh, sure.
Or sometimes he'd hand-pack the ice cream in the quart container and bring it home. And that's the only time we had ice cream, you know.
Sure.
You couldn't keep it.
You had to eat it right there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was always, you know, I always look forward to that. I remember that.
And that ice cream was so good.
It was.
It wasn't ice melt.
In the wintertime, not in the summertime. Don't you know we had our own, making our own ice cream? We had it at the ice and we had our own little freezer and we put that little can in there, the milk, and turn that thing and have our ice cream right there at home.
Mm-hmm. You can still do that. It's a lot of work. It's fun though.
Yeah.
It's more fun if you have kids to do it.
Sure, we had our ice cream.
Yeah, because them was a good old days too.
I really think it's better to have a small freezer than that ice cream maker than a big one. Because it's hard to turn.
Yeah, it's hard to turn.
Unless you can start the freezer.
Well, I guess after it was set, we didn't turn, didn't let it get too hard. So it would take care of itself and then it stood in the ice.
How was it at Easter though? It was usually pretty nice.
One year we had snow at Easter time, and then snow at Easter.
Oh, really? Snow
that
over
was
Easter?
18th of April. Oh. It was Easter, and I had to walk out to the house and try to get up. It was snow.
I remember that well. That's my daughter's birthday.
She was.
I went to snow.
The snow years was nice. So that really nice. It's been a year like now. You know, last year we didn't have to wear these.
These are those pigs. Yeah, well, let's hope that we don't have that this year. So how does Lent affect you here? You do anything special around here? You have a church service today. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just business as usual, huh? Well, I suppose that's all we have to say about Lent. Anybody have anything else?